watch when it touch down. I intercept your bag and you ain't like that. I think you need to sit down. It's Green Bay when that back come. No rats, we stacking cheese. It's Green Bay when that back come. I got a plug like Poe and that's on me. It's Green Bay when that back come.
What is up, everybody? Thank you all for tuning in. We got Jacob Westendorf from Game On Wisconsin in the building, people. Let's give him a round of applause. All right, big shout out to Quick Trip sponsoring the show. Everyone knows what Quick Trip is. Every show I try
delicious.
To, yeah, I try to find a new way to say good things about Quick Trip, but everyone knows what Quick Trip is. You can order on the app now. Get your food at Quick Trip, all right? You can go to quicktripmerch.com. Get yourself some cool Quick Trip merch. I know I enjoy all of mine. Anyways, big shout out to Jacob Westendorf joining the show. I'm a little buzzed up, people. I ain't even gonna try a lie. I've been drinking here for a minute. But let's have a good time. But so, Jacob, how is the off season ending, all the Rodgers situations ending, all the training camp vibes are in motion? How are you doing, and how are you enjoying the training camp? I know that you're not in town, but you are coming to town very, very soon. But how are you enjoying this training camp, and like what have you learned? I don't know, this is such a long question, but like, how are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing well. I'm thankful that the off season and all the drama and the nonsense and all that stuff is over. You know, I said this on a show that I was doing earlier today. I'm not into TMZ and Days of Our Lives and all that crap. Like I don't do the drama. I am about football. That's why I love this sport. You know, that's why I do what I do. I like talking about football, and I think that I'm just thankful that that's over. I am so ready for preseason games to start. I am one of those losers that loves preseason football. Yeah, that picture's phenomenal. Chris Clark is a legend. RIP.
No, because like I know, and I'm listening to everything that you're saying, but like I get this comment a lot, and I told my wife, because she was asking me like, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I was like, "You know, I love Chris Farley. First of all, like Chris Farley is like one of the goats of Wisconsin. Like I love Chris Farley. Like Chris Farley, like is like not just because he's from Wisconsin. He's just so funny. He's just a really funny person. And because he's from Wisconsin, it made so much more to me. But I told him, I said, I want a Chris Farley picture because I want to, you know, add not just Packers, but just Wisconsin stuff. She got me such a big Chris Farley picture. That doesn't even show like the whole picture. It's so big. And she's like, I didn't know it was going to be so big. But it was good. I got a frame for it. I love Chris Farley. I don't know how anybody who doesn't. Chris Farley is such an icon. I love Chris Farley, and that's all I have to say about that. But yeah, I think the Chris Farley picture does deserve some recognition. Look at that, you know, pick his nose a little bit. But yeah, shout out to Chris Farley. Wisconsin's finest is what I say. He's Wisconsin's finest. But we're here to talk about football today, people. I know that I don't have you for a long time. You got some stuff to do. You're on your way to Green Bay. I want to talk about this because I know I don't have you for a long time. And then after Jacob leaves, I'm gonna do a little Q&A. I threw some vibes out there, like, hey, if you gonna want to join the show, I sent some links to a few other people for 8:30, and maybe they'll join, maybe they won't, because that's how I do my show. Like, you guys have it scheduled. I see you guys schedule like your shows sometimes like 2 days in advance. Not me. I just feel like I should do a show today, and this is what I'll do, and I'll just throw it out there, like, we're gonna have a good time, people. But but I do want to give a quick shout to Pack Daddy on Twitter. He has an awesome podcast, and I was a guest host on the Packernet podcast, and I know that his viewers were not, or his listeners were probably not ready for what I was gonna do, because he's an informative podcaster, and I'm just a ranter. I just say stuff that I think, but it was a good time. So I appreciate everyone who might be tuning in, because I'm gonna put this on a podcast too, who maybe for his listeners. And I my show, we just drink beer and have a good time. But I want to talk to you about Thursday night, Game On Wisconsin is going to the Green Bay Distillery. I've been there for like Josh Moser used to do Inside the Huddle. I'm sure they're still doing it. Inside Huddle still a thing. They got a new host. But like, how did that hook up? Because I think that's awesome that you guys have you're doing a live show over at Green Bay Distillery. Green Bay Distillery has a they have a lot of great shows. How did that come about?
So one of our senior editor, actually Isaac, his brother Noah, is one of the managers at the distillery. And then Isaac just kind of said something to me one time last year, and they were kind of like, yeah, we're interested in doing a few things. You know, you guys could do this, you guys could do that. Well, then it was a COVID season, so obviously you couldn't do any of that stuff. So now we met with them probably a month and a half ago, and we're just like, you know, we're kind of thinking about this, we're thinking about doing that. So what we have is a table outside of the distillery, and it's set up for right after practice. You guys could come. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. We have a table outside. We'll be done right outside of practice. Right after practice, we'll kind of hang out and just chat some Packers and do what we've normally been doing. Eat a cheese curd burger, because I can't not have at least two of those anytime I'm in Green Bay. The wings there are phenomenal as well. Honestly, I love the food at the distillery. Like, it makes me want them to build one here in Rockford, but I don't think they're going to do the Rockford Green Bay distillery. But I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of like what you normally do. Like, when you say I don't plan anything, it just kind of shows up. Like, I think the last time we did an Instagram live together, you're like, hey, I'm going to do one like in an hour. Are you ready? I'm like, sure. So that's kind of how this is going to be, because we're just not 100% sure what's going on and how this is all going to work. But I'm excited to do it. It'll be fun. And I love coming to Green Bay. It's my home. It's my home away from home. I always say that's where I was supposed to live, but I can't control where my parents decided to shack up and live. So home is where the heart is what I always say. And my heart definitely belongs to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to be there, because I want to clear up some stuff, because I'm a little buzzed up. All right. I asked because there's a lot of shows at the Green Bay Distillery. It's a hard word to say when you're buzzed up, Jacob. I just want to let you know. I've done a lot of shows.
Say sober, I get it.
It is a great place. I've been there many times for the Inside Huddle. They put on a great show. I'm not really sure who's hosting it now, but they have a lot of great shows there back in the day. Like, I was there. Donald Driver was there. I was there. James Jones was there. I've been to a lot of shows there. And they always tell me, we got you hooked up with the seats. We got you hooked up with the seats. And then I get there, they don't have me hooked up with the seats. A lot of times they did, but a lot of times not. So what are we doing Thursday night? I'm going to be there. What's the plan? Am I going to be hooked up? You said I'm going to be sitting next to you. So what's that mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the plan. There's literally a chair right next to me and my computer where we're going to be doing a live. So come and hang out. We'll be there for just talking about what we saw that day. Our family night is on Saturday, that vibe. You just kind of you're a local resident, so you kind of understand how everything starts working in Green Bay once Packer season is back. It's different this year than it was last year, because last year they obviously didn't have fans in the stands for any games or training camp. And it's still crazy to me that, you know, Paul Bredel, I was just talking to him, and he told me he starts lining up for camp at 8:15 in the morning for a 10:15 practice. Like, that's crazy to me that people will do that at practice. But, you know, Green Bay is the Packers. The Packers are Green Bay. Whatever way that needs to be said, I'm not sure. I'm not good with words either, I guess. But I am excited to be there. I'm excited. We've never actually met each other in person, so that'll be fun. I can buy you a drink or two and see how many it takes to actually get you buzzed up. But, I'm just kind of looking forward to being around. You know, I've made so many friends over the internet, which you're not supposed to do. But I have
they've told us not to our whole lives.
I haven't met a lot of them in person. So there's quite a few that are coming up that I'm looking forward to just kind of hanging out with and doing what we're supposed to do. You know, we're supposed to hang out and enjoy this kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think it'll be awesome. Before we move on, I want to give a little shout here to Steven. He says, Matt, can you do me a favor? I had an uncle that passed away just earlier today that was a Packer fan. Can you give me one final toast for him? Maybe raise a drink. So we're going to do that. A big shout out to your uncle and to your whole family. We're thinking about him. Let's drink to that. And that's for real. I'm thinking about your family, and I appreciate you tuning in. But But yeah, I think it's really cool that Game of Wisconsin is at Green Bay Distillery, because I remember Tom Crabtree one time. It wasn't Green Bay Distillery, but it was in Appleton, and he had a show. He was doing a radio thing. I think it's Clubhouse Live. He used to host that, like while he was a player.
They're still doing Clubhouse Live. They just teased who their guest was going to be today. I haven't figured out who it was. It looked like a defensive.
They do a great job.
They do, and they did a cool thing with Lazard last year. They actually shouted out our show with Jamal Williams, so we got a couple bumps for our charity show for that. So that was cool. The distillery also has the Kenny Clark show, which is through WDUZ with Marcus Eversall and Rookie, and those are the only two whose names I know, but I know Marcus. So they host the Kenny Clark show. That's every week too. So that'll be cool.
Dude, there's so many cool shows, like local Green Bay shows. I'm not invited to any of the good ones. I mean, besides this one. No, but like I love Packer shows. Like I was saying, like Crabtree he was doing the Clubhouse Live thing. I remember I asked him, I was like, yo, do I get good seats or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I'll hook you up or whatever. So I brought my son, and I was like, oh, Crabtree's going to hook us up. I really didn't expect him to actually do that. Everyone says that. Yo, I'll hook you up. I'll get you good seats. And there was like a VIP, like on a table. And I got there. Crabtree's like, that's your seat. It was like the number one best seat, like to see the whole thing. It was such a great show, better than the shows that I put on. So like, no, but like, there's so many great shows like in Green Bay. I didn't know Kenny Clark had a show. So like I definitely have to check that out. But yeah, dude, shout out to Game of Wisconsin. Show at the Green Bay Distillery. I will be there Thursday. Everyone, come check it out. They have great food. They have such great shows every year, no matter who it is. This year, this Thursday, actually, Game of Wisconsin. Who's all going to be there from Game of Wisconsin? Who's going to be talking some Green Bay Packers football over there?
So for sure what I know, and there are a few things yet to be determined, but Paul Breddle, which you guys are probably familiar with him from Dairyland Express, more so than Game On, but he was at Game On. Jimmy Christensen and Todd Varney from Lombardi's Bar will be there. And then Matt Fralick, who does a variety of stuff. He's on a new podcast called Final Dump. That airs every Friday. It's not related to what you're thinking, but
that name is epic.
It's pretty good. So they'll be there. And then obviously myself, I'll be there as well. We'll kind of talk some Packers and give you guys a chance to kind of chat with us a little bit, see if let you know who we are and kind of tell you about. We have an event at the distillery on September 19th. So we're definitely going to be talking about that as well. That'll be the Sunday before the Packers play the Lions in their home opener. So I think there's plenty of stuff to do there, and we look to just kind of entertain you guys a little bit before practice and family night and some of the other stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. I'm going to family night. People, like I said, I was going to family night. Like, who are you going with? I was like, my family. No, but I've never done like a live show like in Green Bay, but like I've had a lot of like outside town say, hey, you should do a podcast here. I actually, when the Packers played the Bengals, I had a bar in Cincinnati say, you should do a live show here. We'll give you free tickets to the Bengals game. And like, you know, I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I said, I can't confirm. Cause like I have a job. I can't just be like, yes,
quit it.
I will definitely do. I'm trying. I'm trying to get that Grassi stuff going on. That Tommy Grassi, just be able to quit a job.
There's different levels of money that you make for this. There's like what we're at, like right here, and then there's like that Grassi money, which is like,
yeah. Tom Grassi is like the leader of the pack. Like he is. He's like the leader. But obviously, like you've been watching training camp. You've been watching like what's going on. Like from afar, same as me. Even when I was there, like I was at training camp and people were asking me like, how does Rodgers look? How does Jordan Love look? Like, bro, I'm outside the fence. Like, I don't know. Like, just follow like Nagler and Andy Herman and all these guys that are there. Cause like, I have no idea. I was just walking around having a good, like, it was funny because like I took a picture, like I reached my arm inside a fence. I took a picture. People are like, oh, you're credentialed. You're inside. Like, no, I just found a gap in the fence, bro. I'm not old school. But, like, dude, I know where the gaps are. I, I've been to like training camp enough times to like know where I can get. I know where like that defense is going to be. They're going to be on a long side of fence. And now with COVID, they have a lot of it blocked off. Usually you can just walk up to the fence and watch, but like COVID rules, they don't want anyone too close. But anyways, I got a sweet pitcher. Anyways, but like, what are your thoughts at training camp? Like, I'm not like that analytical guy. I don't know stuff. People think I know stuff, but like, I don't. But like, what are your thoughts going into training camp? Like, how everything is? I think, dude, I'll just say this. I know this is such a long question. But I'm so stoked for like how training camp is going. Aaron Rodgers is riding buggies around. You got Za'Darius Smith. I got a sweet video when I was over at training camp. He's riding. I don't even know what he was driving.
That it was thing not was awesome. Car. I don't know what that it is, but I want one.
I don't know what it is. And it was funny because he was zooming that thing all around. Even after practice, you saw him like zooming through the parking lot. I don't know what he was doing, but dude, they're all having a good time. I think there's a real positive vibe about this Packers training camp. Anyone who thought like Aaron Rodgers is upset and like how will he do and like will he try, like that's just stupid talk. Aaron Rodgers is here, he's all in. Maybe they're like, obviously, like there's some miscommunication, maybe not unhappiness with certain people in the front office, but he's definitely all in. He's having a good time. Aaron Rodgers is smiling, he's doing his thing. But what are your thoughts going in and about this training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've hit it pretty well. Is the concern coming in was if there'd be any hangover effect with Aaron Rodgers not being there all offseason, and really nothing, honestly, has shown anything. It feels like business as usual outside of the Rodgers presser and the Gutekunst kind of pushing it back on some stuff a little bit. But other than that, I think once it's on the field, this is football. Aaron Rodgers is a professional. These players are professional football players, and they fully understand that they were one game away from the Super Bowl each of the last two seasons. And last year, I think they know the same thing that I feel like I know, and that is that the Packers were a better team than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they had a home game, and they, for lack of better phrasing, just blew it. I mean, that's what happened. They blew it. And now they know this team can win a championship. And that's kind of what was hanging in the balance, you know, through the times we've talked through this offseason. I think I said it on this show once, is if Aaron Rodgers is on this team with the roster that's constructed, they can win a championship. If Jordan Love was the starter, maybe they win the division, you know, and that's assuming Jordan Love has a good season and is able to do. And I like Jordan Love. I think there's been a progression from, you know, what you've read from last year coming into this year, but Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP. You know, any quarterback, maybe except for Patrick Mahomes, is a downgrade at the quarterback position. So yeah. Aaron Rodgers is the man. And now that the man is there, they have a chance to win a title. And that's the biggest thing. This camp, I think the biggest thing is now you're just kind of holding your breath, hoping everybody's healthy coming out of it, so they have all their horses when they head to New Orleans in a month.
Yeah, dude, I am definitely like I said before, like, dude, Aaron Rodgers, I think he's jacked to be here. A lot of players like have a lot to say. Like Devontae Adams is playing on the contract here. He's going to ball out. He's going to play his heart out. AJ Dillon, it's his first time like getting some real reps. Obviously, he's not the starter. You got Aaron Jones back there. But like, he's that guy. He's Jamal Williams this year, which everyone loves Jamal Williams. Dude, I love Jamal Williams so much. I see his press conferences in Detroit, and I'm like, man, I wish he was still here. But he's so funny. I don't know. I could go on all day about Jamal Williams. But I'm just saying, like, this team, there's a lot of guys who have a lot of fight in them and who a lot of reasons to fight hard. Jamal, yeah. I got sidetracked. My brain does things sometimes.
No, I'll jump in there too. The other thing is like Devontae Adams, by all accounts, has looked phenomenal throughout camp. And you have him in a contract year. He wants to be the highest paid receiver in football. Well, one way to make sure the Packers make you the highest paid receiver in football is ball out. He'll certainly do that. Who's my guy in the chat? Mark Deaton mentions MVS is on a contract year. That certainly matters. You know, the other thing is you mentioned AJ Dillon. I love Jay Swag Daddy as much as anybody else too, but Dillon is a much more explosive athlete than Jamal is. And I think that adds something to this offense that they just didn't have. Aaron Jones, if you draw up when God created football and drew up thunder and lightning for running back combinations, Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon was what he had at the forefront of his mind. So the Packers have that now with this offensive line that has four guys that can play offensive tackle at a passable level. Josh Myers has stepped in and made a potentially seamless transition on the offensive line. Elton Jenkins might be, as mentioned in this chat as well, more important than any non-quarterback in the NFL. He's been really good. They just have a really Troy Allen. Thank you. Yes. They are loaded at so many positions. And now Aaron Rodgers is back in the fold. That was the final piece, so to speak. Was he going to be here? Now he is. Time to win a championship.
Yeah. So, like, my thing, because I think Rashawn Gary, I've been saying this, and I'm not, like, unique in saying it. I think a lot of people
So,
yeah. So, like, Rashawn Gary, first of all, to everyone who is hating on Rashawn Gary, call him a bust. Like, you don't get to talk. Like, I shouldn't say it because I get it. A lot of people have opinions, but Rashawn Gary's going to ball out this year. Rashawn Gary, I think, is going to be elite. He's going to be elite. He's going to ball out. He's going to have such a huge year. And I still think Preston Smith is my guy. He will always be my guy. But, like, those three, Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, and you got Kenny in the middle. I think this pass rush this season is going to be phenomenal. I think it's going to be so good. But, like, so many people, like, I always want to blast people because a lot of people called Rashawn Gary a bust. And I always just want to just bust on him. Like, when it happens, like, the same thing with Aaron Rodgers, like, he's not coming back. Everyone was telling me Aaron Rodgers isn't coming back. And I had it in me. Like, I was like, when he does come back, I'm going to call everybody out. I'm going to talk so much trash. But then after it happened, I was like, eh, you know, I'm going to let that go because, like, I don't – what's that matter? Like, you know what I mean? But, like, Rashawn Gary, I have full faith he's going to ball out. The second year is going to be better. You got Stokes back there. He's young, so, like, we'll see when he steps up and actually, like, makes a lot of contribute. When he contributes a lot, let's – words get tough sometimes. But I think this defense is going to be really good. I don't know. I'm the most optimistic Packer fan of all time. But I'm really excited about this pass rush. So what are your feelings about, like the pass rush you got – you know, Kenny Clark, obviously, in the middle, he's going to be the run stopper. Everyone talks about maybe he needs some help. But Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that Preston Smith is kind of like the straw that stirs the drink. So here's the thing. If Za'Darius Smith is healthy, you know what you're getting from Z. He's a really good
player. Yeah.
Gary is an ascending player. What can make this defense even better is if Preston Smith can rediscover. He doesn't have to have 12 sacks and 65 pressures like he had in 2019.
Yeah.
Can he find something in the middle between last year, which I think there's no bigger Preston Smith fan in the world than you. You would even say it was a bad year for him last year.
Yeah.
If he could find a middle ground between his 2019 season and his 2020 season, I think the Packers could have a really good pass rush with Kenny Clark, obviously. And you have to have something like that. I mentioned this earlier, you know, when Green Bay gets to the playoffs, you're talking about facing off against guys like Matthew Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo, potentially if it's the Niners, Kyler Murray, if it's the Cardinals, and anybody in that NFC West, Matt Ryan, if the Falcons are able to do anything, Dak Prescott with the Cowboys, whoever they decide the quarterback is for the Washington football team, probably doesn't really apply here. And, oh, by the way, there's this guy who plays in the NFC now, and his name is Tom Brady, and he's pretty good. You have to hit those guys. The biggest reason that Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl last year was in the playoffs, they hit Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. The two best quarterbacks in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, looked like mere mortals against this Tampa Bay team because they got after those guys. And the Packers offensive line, you know, they were playing a little shorthanded. Obviously, Bakhtiari didn't play, but nobody's going to feel sorry for you that way.
No,
the Bucs hit their guys and Brady had time to stand in the pocket. And when he didn't, he played poorly and threw a couple interceptions as well. But the Packers just didn't take advantage of those like Tampa Bay took advantage of Green Bay. So getting those three guys healthy and ready to get after the quarterback, you're hoping for a leap from Kingsley Keke this year. I think the Packers are going to add a defensive lineman at some point through this process. That extra cap space that has been talked about with the Rodgers restructure, I think that'll add to some of their team. So yeah, I think their pass rush, I mentioned it today in an article for Packer Report. I think that's one of their biggest potential strengths.
Yeah. Dude, so you do some writing too, huh?
I do. Yeah, I do. I write for Packer Report, and then that's every Tuesday, and then every Monday I write for Game On Wisconsin.
See, I can't write, bro. I remember like when I first started doing this Packer stuff and I was like getting into it, people were like, hey, do you want to write for our site? I was like, I can't write, bro. I can barely talk. So that's impressive. No, but like, dude, I am the biggest Preston Smith guy. Like you said, like I'm a big backer of Preston Smith. He came into camp. A lot of people were saying like he's more fit. You know, he did all these things. Like, I don't know. Cause like I see the pictures or whatever. Like, I don't know if he's more fit, but he seems to be like Preston Smith. I think, you know, he knows Rashawn Gary. Like, he was posting on his Instagram story, like, Rashawn Gary is his guy. He's there. He knows. And he knows that, like, that's, even though that's his friend, that's his guy, that's his competition as well. So, like, I think all these guys are just going to be, like, just so energized. I'm so excited about this pass rush. So, what are your feelings about Stokes? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I think that, you know, he's obviously going to have some up and downs and growing pains. He's a rookie cornerback. He wasn't the first one taken. You know, he's not Patrick Surtain. He's not J.C. Horn. But he has the skills and the tools in the box that you want. The cornerback spot. So I think this is funny. You know, we go through the entire offseason after the NFC Championship game. Everybody's like, okay, you know, the Packers' biggest need is cornerback. They can't have Kevin King guarding, you know, blah, blah, blah throughout the course of the season. And then, like a week before the draft, they started talking about, oh, Green Bay could draft Elijah Moore, or they could draft Rashad Bateman, or they just kept throwing first round receivers out there again. And then the Rodgers story hits, and then everybody's like, oh, well, maybe they draft him a receiver to make him happy. And that didn't happen. Then they draft Stokes, and it was like, okay, I think we just forgot that that was their biggest need going into the draft. So that position, the cornerback spot opposite of Jaire Alexander last year, was a net negative. Kevin King, Josh Jackson, name your flavor of the month that they had.
Yeah.
If King can be average, that's a nice step. With Eric Stokes being a first round pick, they're hoping for more than average. If he can be more than average now, which, I mean, that's asking for a lot, admittedly. If he can be more than average, this defense reaches this, because the other guys in the secondary and the base, if their base secondary is Jaire Alexander at one corner and their safeties are Savage and Amos, that's as good as any trio in the National Football League. Finding that other guy there, that's going to be a big key, because those are the guys in the championship game that Brady was picking on, him and then Channon Sullivan, who Sullivan, I think, is better than, he's better than the internet thinks he is, but probably not as good as maybe the Packers.
I think that everyone is better than the internet thinks.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I think one of the best ways I've seen it explained is, I think it was Aaron Nagler actually said once that there's not a lot of nuance between, with Twitter now, there's two levels. It's either he's the GOAT or he's trash. And there's no like,
there's no one saying like, let's just see. Right. Yeah, no one is saying that. Yeah. Like, I actually got to meet Aaron Nagler today, first time in person. He bought me lunch. Aaron Nagler's good people. Whenever you buy me food, we're good forever.
All right, so I got you some buffalo curds on Thursday.
Yeah. You buy me food, we're good forever. No, Aaron Nagler is good people. It was cool to meet him, because it's cool to meet people like that, you know, on the internet, like me and you. Like, I've had Nagler on my show. I've had a lot of people on my show. I will have anyone on my show. I don't care. I just like talking football. But like, it's cool to meet these people. Like, you know, you get to go to training camp. You get to go to whatever, football games or family night, whatever it is, and get to meet people in real life. It's really cool. But I don't know. So what are your thoughts? Everyone's talking about Jordan Love. Like, to me, because I know a lot of people are talking about, like, we got to show Jordan Love some love. And I don't think that, like, everyone's talking about Justin Fields over in Chicago. I think until you see them on the field, like, as a fan, like, you don't know. Like, you don't know. Like, you can't say for sure bad or good, because until they play, like, the coaches know, like, kind of they have a vibe about practice and all this and that, but like, you don't know, like, as a fan, like, I don't know until you see him on the field thrown to, like, the starters. And you know, Aaron Rodgers had some shots, like, you know, the Cowboys, and like, Favre went down back in the day, but it's not even preseason. I don't think he really know. Oh, like, I'm so gassy. But what are your thoughts on that? So gassy.
That caught me off guard. My thoughts on Jordan Love are, I hope he develops. I hope he does some stuff behind the scenes. I hope he plays every snap in the preseason until like the ninth string offensive line is playing. And then I hope he never plays when the regular season starts unless the Packers have clinched the one seed and are just resting Aaron Rodgers. That would be the only time I hope to see Jordan Love or taking a knee like they did with Tim Boyle last year. But, you know, that's the beautiful mystery. I know Aaron Rodgers used that term last year to describe his future, but the beautiful mystery is Jordan Love, because I am not one of those people that believes it's set in stone that the Packers have decided they're moving on from Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's set in stone that Aaron Rodgers has decided he's moving on from the Packers. You know, everybody that loves to think they're a capologist now, there's a $26 million dead cap hit if they trade Aaron Rodgers prior to June 1st next year. So that means before the draft. And theoretically, if the Packers trade him, they're going to want to trade him before the draft so they know what picks they're getting in the draft. So if that's not going to happen till June 1st, that seems, I know that Rodgers' cap number is very large going into next year, regardless. So they still save money. That being said, if Jordan Love doesn't develop or he stinks, like he just isn't good, the Packers are going to try and do everything they can to figure out how to keep Aaron Rodgers here. Cause they're not just going to hand the keys to a player.
Yeah.
They're going to know better than anyone else if they're going to know he's not any good. So,
They're the only ones I don't know.
And from what I've read, he seems like he's a good kid. He has a good story. There's a really good story behind him. You know, he's an easy guy to root for based on everything. His mental toughness is going to be there. He lost his father at an early age, and there's all kinds of stuff about that. It's a great story. You guys will have to check out sometime. Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com, wrote some really good stuff about Jordan Love this offseason. But that being said, Aaron Rodgers himself said, and I'm not one of those 12 apologists. I don't say everything, and not everything he says is the gospel. And
yeah, I
criticize him if he plays poorly, all that kind of stuff. But he said it really well after they beat Chicago the first time. He was talking about how, you know, hey, sometimes, you know, what's the difference between the Packers and the Bears over the last 30 years? It's been the quarterback position. He says, and when you have one, you got to do everything you can to keep him, because that's the biggest difference maker maybe in any sport, other than maybe an NBA superstar, someone like LeBron James or Giannis Antetokounmpo or somebody like that. But otherwise, it's the quarterback. And Green Bay's not just going to punt on a three-time MVP if he plays well this year, I don't think.
Yeah.
They drafted Jordan Love in the first round. I think what happened was they picked Love because they thought Rodgers was declining. Clearly, they were proven wrong. I think they are smart enough, or at least I hope they are smart enough, to account for variable change. You thought he was declining, so it's fine to think about picking a quarterback. He's now proven, if he plays well this season, 2 years, that he's not declining. You don't need to get rid of him just because you picked a guy in the first round. People picked a bad. The Vikings just cut one of their first round picks. Different situation.
But I saw a thing. The Vikings picked a corner in the first round so many years in a row, and none of them play for them. So like, I would not be like, just because you drafted Jordan Love, I don't know. If Jordan Love becomes a starter, I'm all about it. Like, I'll be the Jordan Love biggest backer. Like, that's just what it is. But, like, you have to – but, like, let me ask you this, because everything I was going to say is stupid. But let me ask you this, because I'm going to let you get out of here, because I know you got to get going. But, like, do you think that there's a chance Aaron Rodgers could retire? Let's say they win the Super Bowl. Because he talked about retirement for the first time in that press conference when he was letting everyone know how he feels, like, and he didn't hold back. Like, he let everyone know, but he actually mentioned that I considered retirement. So, like, if he has a good year, excuse me, I am really gassy today, but maybe do you see winning a Super Bowl is one thing, because obviously it's a lot easier to win to retire. Oh my goodness. Like, I am really guessed. That was a joke at first, but now it just things happening. But if the Packers win a Super Bowl, even if they don't, do you think that there's, in your opinion, any chance that Aaron Rodgers just says, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to go host Jeopardy, hang out with the wife, have a good time. I'll drive this golf cart around. You know, Brett Favre back in the day, he always wanted to cut grass. Everyone was talking about cutting the grass. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has that much grass to cut, but like, do you think that there's any chance that Aaron Rodgers is like, you know, I'm done. I'm good. Because before you answer, let me ramble for you for a minute. Because Aaron Rodgers, to me, in my opinion, feels like he cares about his legacy. Like, he could be the only quarterback in the Packers to play 17 years. He doesn't play for anyone else. They're going to build a statue probably. Like, if he doesn't play for anyone else, he doesn't, like, tarnish, you know, Favre did his thing. I still love Favre, but, you know, there was a minute there where I was like, eh, you know what, screw that guy. Playing for the Vikings. But he could become, like, one of those guys that is just loved forever. There's no reason not to love him. I know a lot of Packer fans are a little because they didn't like how this whole offseason went. I'm not one of those people. I'm still on Rodgers' bandwagon. I never was off it. But, like, that's such a long question. But do you think there's any way that he retires this year? Or, like, what are you thinking?
I think it depends on how the year goes. You know, if the Packers and Rodgers patch up some of the issues they have and the fire still burns, as he says, and he wants to play, then, you know, I agree with you when he says, I think he cares about his legacy, because that's part of what this all is. You know, part of the reason he's pissed about the Jordan Love selection is that he wanted to finish his career in Green Bay. And I think, you know, it's a nice thought. Everybody wants the John Elway ending, right? John Elway played his entire career with the Denver Broncos. Won two Super Bowls, one that we don't have to talk about, and then he walked out a two-time Super Bowl champion and retired a Denver Bronco. Everybody wants that ending. But look how rare that – there's a reason that ending is so special. It's because it just doesn't happen that often. You know, you see Peyton Manning, maybe the greatest quarterback ever, didn't finish his career in Indianapolis. Definitely the greatest quarterback in the history of the Colts, didn't finish his career in Indianapolis. Yeah. You know, I've made this comment all the time too, is that if I ask you, Matt, who's the best player in the history of the Green Bay Packers, you can give me – a few names, and it's kind of a discussion in your head. Well, is it Bart Starr? Is it Forrest Gregg? Is it Willie Davis? Is it, you know, is it Ray Nitschke? Is it some of those guys? And then if I ask you, who's the greatest New England Patriot in the history of the New England Patriots? It's a simple answer. Tom Brady. Brady didn't finish his career with the Patriots. So, like, it's just that rare. Now, that being said, if they win a championship and Rodgers is just like, hey, I'm going to retire. You guys are going to have some roster retooling to do. You know, it kind of gives the Packers a chance to retool, rebuild, whatever phrase you want to use around Jordan Love. That being said, he's such a competitive guy, and he's talked about playing until he's 45. He's only turning 38, I think, this December. So I would say there's a chance because he's thought about it, but I don't think it's a very good one.
Yeah. Like, if he did retire, I'd be all for it. Like, oh, you know, big shout. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Rodgers for a great career. But, like, if he decides not to and they move on from him, whether he, like, I want to be traded or maybe he says I want to be here and they'll figure it out. Anyways, but, like, yeah, there's a lot of – I don't even care about next season. I'm going to focus on this season right now. But, anyways, Jacob needs to get going. I know you got stuff to going on. You're coming to Green Bay.
Yes.
When do you leave? When do you leave?
Tomorrow, as soon as I am done working. So as soon as I'm off work, I'm coming home, picking up my wife and daughter, and zooming up I-41.
That is love.
So, but not too fast, because they do base who they're pulling over based on your license plate. And I have an Illinois license plate.
So oh, dude. I would throw you in jail for speeding. You're from Illinois? I will lock your ass up.
Yeah, but pull over the fibs. Thanks for having me, Matt.
So, Jacob Westendorf, Game on Wisconsin will be at Green Bay Distillery. They'll be live on, I assume, the Game on Wisconsin page on all the places, YouTube, maybe Facebook. Do you guys do live on Facebook?
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
Some Instagram, too. So we're going to try stepping our game up on the Instagram.
You
so
should.
That's where you come in, my friend.
Yeah, we'll go live together. We'll do some things. But shout out to Jacob Westendorf joining the show. I'm not done, people. So don't go heading for the door. I'm not done. Jacob's done. Appreciate you tuning in or joining us.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Thanks for stopping by. All right. So let's keep this thing moving, people. Let's keep it moving. Now we go to the Q&A section. I don't know. I'm just having fun, people. But hey, one thing I want to say is I joined Patreon. So if you want to support the show, you want to support me, I go to patreon.com/MattRamage. You can support the show, and I'm going to start doing some things. Like, for people who support me, I'm gonna do some Zoom chats. We're gonna do some stuff, and even have people from my supporters, come on the podcast. Like, we'll have a good time. You know what I mean? So if you want to support me on patreon.com, that's cool. But one thing I want to talk about, throw some questions in the comments, because we're going to keep this thing moving. But I'm solo now, so I'm not good solo, people. I ain't going to lie. I'm not good solo. But, dude, Viking fans, I want to say to Viking fans who, like, come at me, because, like, I talk a lot of trash about Vikings. I talk a lot of trash about Viking fans. People come to me and, like Viking fans, like, why do you hate on the Vikings? Why do you do this and that? Like, dude, this is not that serious, bro. We're just having fun. I'm talking trash. Viking fans come to me, like, all sad, like, I hurt their feelings. Like, dude, this is not that serious. We're just talking about football. It, like, trips me up, because, like, it's not that serious, bro. It is not that serious. But anyways, I don't even know if I'm going to keep going this thing. But I do think the Packers are going to be very good this season. I think, I mentioned before, the pass rush, I think, is going to be good. The secondary is going to be good. Savage, another year in him. The Packers offense, Randall Cobb, is going to just dominate. Like, dude, a lot of people don't realize that Randall Cobb isn't here to be the star. Randall Cobb isn't here to be like the superstar. People are like, oh, you think he's your savior? Like, no, I don't. No one thinks Randall Cobb is a savior. Randall Cobb is a veteran presence who is familiar with Aaron Rodgers. He knows Amari Rodgers since like he was 12. Like he helped him in high school. He did all those things. So when people who are talking about like, Randall Cobb is not the savior. Yes, we know. We know that Randall Cobb is not the savior. But he knows Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be in a lot of situations. Bear fans. Ooh, I'm so gassy today. It's ridiculous. But Aaron Rodgers knows Randall Cobb. He knows that they're familiar. So now you got one player who's, you know, one more player who just knows like what Aaron Rodgers is thinking, like in that huddle, in that line, like when he's looking down at Randall Cobb, he can give him that line. He can give him that, like, just that look, like, yo, let's do this thing. You know what I mean? Let's bring a comment in this thing. Here we go. Here he says, how do you think the wide receiver shakes out? Lots of talent and so many spots. So that all like depends on like how many wide receivers I think. Are they going to keep? Is Funchess going to be there? A lot of people are talking about, like, who are they going to keep? Like, who is it? Like, is St. Brown going to be there? You got Devontae Adams off the top of my head. You know, I'm thinking here. EQ or MVS. I think MVS, he still says he's the fastest player on the team, even though they, you know, they drafted some of these young bucks. I don't know. Like, it depends. Like, how many wide receivers will they keep? Because they don't. I was reading on Twitter, like, they don't run a lot of 4 or 5 wide receiver sets. So, like, we'll see. Like, how do they use Amari Rodgers? Like, is he going to be in the backfield? Like, they're obviously going to put him in positions to succeed. I'm buzzed up, but like, I think this offense is going to be like interesting this year, because Aaron Jones, I think they're definitely going to want to get the ball in his hands. AJ Dillon, they're going to want to get the ball in his hands. I'm very excited about this offense, like how they're going to do it, whether it's on the ground, dude. If you give Aaron Rodgers a running game, it's just scary. It's very scary. Like I think the defense is going to be better. They got a new defensive coordinator. We'll see like how he changes stuff. I've already said like what I think about this defense. I think the defense, the pass rush is going to be just ridiculous. Let's get to this comment right here. He says, like to see what Funches has in him, go blue, but I just don't know how and where he fits. And that's the thing, like with Funches, he hasn't played in a minute. And that's not no hate on the guy, but he hasn't played in a minute. So, like, bringing in Randall Cobb, it probably doesn't help his chances. Like, it all depends on, like, the training camp, like, what the coaches see, what they do. Like, no hate on the guy. I think he's fighting. Like, I follow him on Instagram. I see his stories. He's working on, he's doing his thing. But like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know, like, what they do and like where they go with this. We'll see. The wide receiver position, I think, is one of the most looked at positions besides the quarterback. And we all know who the quarterback's going to be. But, like, obviously people are watching Jordan Love and seeing, like, we got Kurt out there. Everyone, dude, loves Kurt. Dude, if you're not a fan of number seven, I don't know what you're doing in the world. But anyways, I'm going to end this thing. I'm on patreon.com. If you want to support the show, and for the people that do, I will bring you on the show. I will make you part of the show. I will. We're going to do some Zoom chats, some podcasts. Like, if you really support me, I want to quit my job, people. I hate my damn job. So if you really support me, go to patreon.com/MattRamage. And I'm going to do some Zoom chats. Brings people on some podcasts. We're going to have a good time, people. I appreciate y'all tuning in. And if you choose not to support me on patreon.com, that's fine. We still got the free stuff all up there. Ain't nothing going to change. But I appreciate everyone who supports me, whether it's you sharing my stuff, whether it's you're commenting on my stuff. We're having a good time. But if you want to go to patreon.com and support me financially, I'm okay with that too, people. Shout out to Quick Trip. Shout out to everyone who tuned in. I love y'all. Go Pack, go. Let's get this thing. We out.
It's Green Bay when that pack come. Yeah. Watch when it touch down. Uh-huh. I intercept your bag and you ain't like that. Get your weight. I think you need to sit down. It's Green Bay when that pack come. Yeah. No.